John Hankey is an independent documentary filmmaker. He teaches how history really unfolded and exposes conspiracies you didn't know existed. His films cover a wide array of topics, including the JFK assassination, the Rothschilds, October 7th, and Trump's failed assassination attempt. Put on your headphones, grab your tinfoil hat, and get ready to learn how the world really operates with John Hankey.
The Rothschilds. Oh, it's just starting. Well, and you know, so here's where I start. Well, The Merchant of Venice is not a terrible place to start. I think Shakespeare was very largely an historian. And I mean, if you want to know what the relations were between the royalty and the business people, watching Romeo and Juliet is, I think, really is, you know, I'm a historian, but I taught English and history for 30 years. And I think it's a very interesting perspective on how degenerate the aristocracy was and how, you know, whatever, how the interesting relationship between the degenerate aristocracy and the risingly, increasingly powerful business class. And so The Merchant of Venice shows you some things that about the that you have these Jewish individuals who have, apparently, according to Shakespeare, really enough money to intimidate and have hold beholden the most powerful members of the business class. But my question to everyone is, the popes are not famous for being generous, right? They're very, very tight-fisted, generally speaking. And the Crusades, somebody had to put up the money to hire all those soldiers, to arm them, to feed them, and to transport them. Somebody had to put up that money. And who did it? And I'll give you a hint. In the story I was taught in grammar school, right, in the first grade about Columbus, as Columbus went to the king of Spain, to Ferdinand and Isabella, and Isabella hawked her jewels. What does that mean? It means she got the money from a banker and she put her jewels up as collateral, right? So that, and given the just insanely advanced state of the war profiteering of the Rothschilds in 1600, I'm very, very much persuaded that bankers, and at the time, I believe there were only Jewish bankers, went to the Pope and said, look, we'll put up the money. And if you, and we do business in the Middle East, we can tell you where all the best stuff is hidden. And you go in and you rape and pillage, and we know you're coming so that our people there they've evacuated and taken everything they have. We're stealing with them. And when you come back, you will give us half the take. And standard operating procedure among this class of people is that they allow a cut, and then they spend the next 150, 200 years stealing it all back through one scam and another, right? They plan a stock market crash and they short the market, and then they crash the market and they've got all the short positions. They made $900 billion during COVID. The Wall Street banking sharks made $900 billion during COVID, shorting the market. Well, there's another really solid indication that that COVID was an inside job. These guys knew what was going on, and they've made sure that people didn't get PPE, protective gear, because they wanted to make sure that it was. Well, there are people in your audience who don't live in Brooklyn. If you live in Brooklyn, you don't think that COVID was a fraud, because you know five or six people who died from it, right? In poor, dark neighborhoods in Los Angeles, in the Latino neighborhoods, I know people who died. I don't know any white people who died. I don't know any white people who died, but I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We'll just let that one go. But, okay. Oh, I believe that they showed up in Frankfurt in 1600, and their name was the Fuggers, F-U-G-G-E, the Dirty Fuggers, the low-down Dirty Fuggers. I'm not making that up, F-U-G-G-E-R-S. And that's from Wikipedia. And they changed their name. And I wish I could go back to 1600 and knock on people's doors in Austria and say, what do you know about the Fuggers? And it might be that you, if you did that, if you contacted a 16th century historian from Austria and said, tell me about the role of the Fuggers in 16th century Austria, you'd find out that these guys' role as war profiteers goes back to the Crusades, but somebody's role as war profiteers, it seems very, very, very clear to me, goes back to the Crusades. And it was the first crusade where they cleaned up, right? Every crusade after that. Well, they were expecting them. And I have no doubt that the war profiteers left the Vatican and seeing the Pope, right, as soon as the smoke had cleared and the fires had gone out, and went to the Middle East and said, you guys need a lot more weapons and we will loan you money at 30% to buy the weapons that you know that you need, and we'll make sure that you get the information showing you that there's another crusade coming. These guys had such a good time, you know they're coming back. They think that it was easy. Well, you have to be prepared to show them that it's not, that times have changed. But so I rather suspect that you can take that history back. But
now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.